This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for October 7th. I'm Paul Plack. NBAA 2009, being held in Orlando in 2 weeks, will feature an address from Machinists Union President Tom Buffenbarger. He uses a Learjet to get around on union business, so he has lots to say. EBAA is set to help European operators develop safety management systems. The mandatory requirement has a deadline of November 2010, but EBAA hopes to help members beat that clock by about a year. Avadyne Corporation Monday announced the opening of Avadyne Australasia, providing customer support and exchange depot services to Avadyne's customers, distributors, and limited service centers throughout Australia, New Zealand, and Southeast Asia. The FAA has issued a special airworthiness information bulletin for some Cessna Piston Twins and says it may also apply to other airplanes that use detented fuel selector valve systems. The Red Bull air race season ended Sunday, and Britain's Paul Bonhomme won the 2009 World Championship. SpaceX reports its Falcon 9 first and second stages have completed acceptance testing, on their way to a first flight expected before the end of next year's first quarter. New York Senator Charles Schumer worked to bring home FAA pork to an inactive airport in Oswego County, but now he's trying to get the FAA to stop sending money. Robinson Helicopters is being sued over the 2006 crash of an R-44 into Lake Taps near Tacoma, Washington. Authorities say a Cessna 182 theft from a cattle farm in Boundary County, Idaho, may be the work of a teenager believed to have taught himself to fly. And Ryanair would really prefer you not speak to its humans. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Matthew McDaniel of Progressive Aviation Services explains what's new about the GPS Wide Area Augmentation System, or WAAS. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.